Good evening. We're approaching Metz Hashem in a week, Rosh Hashanah. If every Yontev is very beneficial that we should understand what the Yontev is for, to take advantage of what the Yontev has to give us, Rosh Hashanah by far is definitely the day that if you don't understand to appreciate Rosh Hashanah, what Rosh Hashanah is giving us, we're missing out a lot. Not only we're missing out a lot, we also, if I may say these words, endanger our achievements and our accomplishments. We say in the Sliches, Poichzim v'rayadim miyoyim ba'echo. We just said it last night. Motzei Shabbos, the first day of Sliches. Poichzim v'rayadim, we tremble in Yeshiva for the day of your coming. Because, as the Mishnah says, on Rosh Hashanah, kolbo oilam ovim v'fonav v'nei meroim, everyone, every creature, everything which is happening in the world, what is the floods, the earthquakes, tsunamis, accidents, sickness, diseases, anything and everything which is happening during the year is being decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day that you could really either hammer out and to work it out and ask Hashem, He should give us Shana Toiva, Umusuko, a sweet year, or we just miss the opportunity. Question is, how can we guarantee that you should be able to stand trial or to avoid the trial and to maybe to bypass the trial in a guaranteed way that you should hammer out a good year? We know that from one end, b'melech b'mishpat yametoret, Hashem runs the world as a king, b'mishpat with justice. You can't bribe Hashem, you can't avoid Hashem. There's justice. And then we know, we're going to say to Rosh Hashanah in our prayers, Al tovoi b'mishpat imoni. Don't bring us to mishpat. Don't come with us to mishpat. Why? Because we cannot win. No matter how much you're going to prepare, no matter how much you're going to do tshuva, no matter how much you're going to undertake to correct our life, it's never going to be enough to make it. That's what we say. And to be honest with ourselves, we had last year Rosh Hashanah. We made some promises last year. We made 2 years ago Rosh Hashanah and 3 years ago. And where are we? Are we really growing? Are we really improving? Can I say, Hashem, last year, look how much I improved. I made 50% of my commitments. Okay, I'm missing 50, but so now I'm going to complete the other 50. So we say to Kodesh Baruch, Al tovoi b'mishpat imoni k'lo yitzdak l'fenecha kol choy. Don't come without the mishpat. So how do you avoid the mishpat? How do you bypass the mishpat? I just want to give a few introduction points and then we're going to put them together to be practical and to appreciate what is in front of us. If we take it literally as usually we take Rosh Hashanah, as the Amadim, we should shiver and tremble, which it is definitely, wouldn't it be much more logical that we should do now exactly what we're going to do after Rosh Hashanah? After Rosh Hashanah, we get banging every Tesei Yisrael Tshuva. 10 days of Tshuva, we say Avinu Malkeinus, Ocheinu L'chaim, and we definitely live differently in the Tesei Yisrael Tshuva. And Yom Kippur, we should have really put in a whole month of Elul as a Tesei Yisrael Tshuva. And Yom Kippur, we should make Erev Rosh Hashanah. We should fast the whole day, and daven the whole day. And we should walk into the mishpat, to the trial, as we walk out, ni'ile, motzei Yom Kippur, happy, feeling accomplished, feeling achieved. Wouldn't that be the proper way of doing it? When you have a big trial, and you're hiring a big criminal attorney, try to defend you, you know, you do all the preparations before. And we don't do this. The month of Elul is a totally different emphasis. You have to do tshuva, it has to be explained. But this is not really the ultimate tshuva. We leave the ultimate tshuva in the Seder Simchat Tshuva. Matter of fact, on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention the word sin. We don't confess. We don't ask for forgiveness. We're not supposed to mention even the word sin. We get tzaddikim. And we dress up beautifully Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we prepare beautiful meals. And we go to shul. And you say, Shechiyoni v'kimoni, we go, there's not excitement. Shechiyoni v'kimoni. Every yonti, you say Shechiyoni, we can look forward. Pesach, you got an advantage, you got chedus. Every yontif gives us birkas madech, it brings you the blessings. Shuas gives you Torah. Sukkot gives you simcha. Even your kippur gives you slicha v'kapore, forgiveness. You say Shechiyoni, you're getting a gift. What are you getting of Shoshana? What kind of gift are you getting? You're standing trial. You tremble and shiver. What's the excitement that you say Shechiyoni v'kimoni? Why dress up? Why so confident? And the truth is, the aloha is, that we have to feel, we have to present ourselves that we're confident, Hashem loves us, and we're going to make it. That's the real preparation for Shoshana. When you prepare the whole month of Elul with the emphasis which Elul is supposed to emphasize, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I belong to my lover, to Hashem, and Hashem belongs to me, and we love each other, we join each other, and therefore I'm not afraid. I have my best friend working for me. Hashem is not my judge who tries me. Hashem is my lover. Ani l'doidi, I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'doidi li. And the more you could really, and that's going to be our subject, bring yourself to this awareness that we love each other, we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is your guarantee that you're going to make a Rosh Hashanah. And instead of being afraid, approaching, which you should be afraid, you're saying it, Poyachzim v're'adim. He says, Shechiyoni v'kimoni, Rosh Hashanah night, the Mishpat is only tomorrow. What is your confidence? This subject, this issue, was already discussed by the Oile Bovel, those who came out from Bovel after the first Churban, Ezra Hanovi, both of the Oile Bovel, and they were very assimilated, they were very down, they were all married out, Noshim Nochriyos, they were the lowest of lowest. And this is a very good teaching to us, no matter who we are, where we're coming from what assimilation background we come to the point that we Noshim Nochriyos, married out. And Ezra HaSofer Nehemiah convinced them, come back to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash, we got the permission, let's build the Yidditz, let's reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he convinced them, and they came up. However, when the first Rosh Hashanah came on, they were devastated. They were simply devastated. They knew how far they went, and now they have to face trial. And they were really sad and devastated. They prepared to fast, they didn't prepare food. Says to them Nehemiah these words, Ba'atem, in all of you, Alto Otsu, don't be sad, without any exception, don't be sad. Ichlu Mashmanim, prepare good fat meals, Shesu Mamtakim, drink good sweet wines and sweets, Kichetvas, Tnu Monos Lei Nocholoi, give gifts, Matones, those who are not prepared, because they didn't prepare to have such a festivity on Shoshana, they were prepared to lay on the floor and cry and say, Kwa Tisha B'Av, that's forgiveness. No, prepare a nice meal, eat well, and give those who didn't prepare food, give them food like Purim. Tnu Monos Lei Nocholoi, those who are not prepared, give them food. You should also to be celebrate. Kichetvas Hashem Hu Me'uzchem. Says the Chasam Sofer, Chedvas Hashem, the fact that you're making Hashem happy, you're giving Hashem a certain happiness, you, that happiness that you give Hashem, Me'uzchem, is your strength. That's your protection that you guarantee yourself a good ksiva ksiva toiva, a new insight. There's a way how to, if you may say, bribe Hashem. You're buying off Hashem that you're so confident. And if that's the case, and it is the case, as we read, Sensei Hashem will explain what is the secret in it. There's a tremendous insight in the whole thing. And you really are confident, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that we have to be mirim betuchim. We have to show ourselves that we are totally confident, we smile to each other, we bless at each other. I mean, isn't that a chutzpah? It starts morgen, tomorrow, and Rishon and I already, you're eating simonim, eating all kind of sweet food, and eating the head of a fish or whatever, and giving orders for a Kodesh Baruch, a big, tall order. You also it's a Gemara, it's not a meaning which was created by people, it's Gemara that we do this. Where do you take this confidence? You stand in front of a time, who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to be sick, who's going to be healthy, who's going to be rich, who's going to be poor. All the tragedies is coming on you tomorrow, may come on you, and you're giving already a big order, giving a shopping order for Hashem, what you're expecting, and you know, and why giving it in the notions and signs? Why don't you say it out? Why do you have to eat certain, you know, we should be like this, we should be like that, should be like that. It's not even a request, it's not even begging. Because Ruta Mayim in Rosh Hashanah, in the Tfilas, we don't even ask any personal request. We shouldn't. We only ask for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kechet Vas Hashem. We only worry for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meloich Al Kolim, Kul Ruch HaDeich HaRayim, be a king. Sigur Yisrael Malkus Secho, we had a Kul Poim Kiyato Pe'alt, everyone should recognize you, we're waiting for Mashiach, we're waiting for Hashem's sake. We should not ask for ourselves. And so much not asking ourselves that we don't even worry about our verdict, what's going to be. So therefore it's not appropriate to go ask, give me this. But we give signs. And a sign usually, people love each other, they get it on a hint. We hint at Kodesh Baruch Hu what we expect of you, but we don't say it outwardly. We just make signs in the shore of the night. And if you're really so confident, if you understand what is our secret technique that we could really go by successfully, so why are you putting the whole issue after Rosh Hashanah? Let's make Simchas Torah, let's go into Sukkot right after Rosh Hashanah. Momon of Shach, if you're really confident, go into Simchas Torah, go into Sukkot. After everything, after you're confident, and we go Rosh Hashanah afternoon, Tashlech, we throw away our sins, we shackle our garments, get rid of the things. And so what is starting to say to Mitzvah after Rosh Hashanah, banging away for a whole 10 days? And then comes Yom Kippur, Al-Chait, itemizing again and again and again. 10 times during the day, in private, in public, together, and individually. But making a big issue. If you really believed in your accomplishments on Shoshana, so fine, celebrate. And we can't afford not to understand what we're talking about. Everything else, you know, if you keep Pesach superficially, just do the lochos, and matzos, and kach tzivan abode, you fulfill your mitzvah. If you take the sukkah, the eser gelulah, and you sit in the sukkah, kach tzivan abode, you understand deeper, you accomplish your mitzvah. Shavuos, you know, celebrate, eat blintzes, receive Torah, be happy with it, you accomplish your mission. But this subject, what we are discussing now, the Shoshone, Yom Kippur, and everything which we are discussing, that you really have to understand what's going on. You can't be a hypocrite. You can't be overly nervous or Shoshone and cry away all the Shoshone because that's not the right thing to do. But you can't be always overly confident or be happy-go-lucky. So you have to understand everything which has so far I mentioned. How does it work? What is our secret? How do we really make Hashem happy? Let's just add the other piece of Chazal, just to give us a little bit more of introduction, where to bring the pieces together, the puzzle together. Chazal tell us, they say, we know the passage, Ashrei Ha'am Yoideh Seruah. Fortunate and well, fortunate is the nation who understand the Teruah, who understand the Shofar. We have to have a certain understanding why we blow Shofar, what do we want to accomplish with the blowing Shofar. The Shofar really is the secret ammunition which we have to give us the confidence. No matter what's going to be, we're happy, we're confident. The Medrash says, the Zohar brings it down, Miyad Shekol Shofar Oyle Lomalo, when the voice of Shofar comes up in heaven, Miyad, immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from the Kisadin. We rise him. Olo Hashem betruo. We rise Hashem without truo, without blowing of shofar. We rise him. He said, Hashem, get up, please. Get up if you kiss Adin, if you throne where you're judging God. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimed mikisadin v'yoshev al kisei rachmim. Gets up from the din, from the justice, and sits down on the kisei rachmim of mercy. And Hashem is giving it up with mercy, with rachmonis, like a father with a son. And the sultan, Ms. Balbel, he gets all confused. The sultan works so hard whole year round to accumulate, to prosecute us, every thought and every lotion hurry, every misbehavior. There's loads of files against us, and he's waiting anxiously, he should be able to prosecute us. Who are sultan, who are mastin, who are mekatrek. And here, all of a sudden, he sees Hashem gets up from the kisadin, doesn't collect any evidence, doesn't give him a chance to talk, he gets all mevulbul. Why? Because of the kol shofar, the shofar. What is the kol shofar? He becomes all confused. And Hashem says, I'm sorry, there's no mishpat. Adjourned. The mishpat is adjourned. It's postponed. So what should I do with everything? Or not even postponed. It's abolished. No more mishpat. It's in kisei rachmim. So what should I do with all this collected evidence? I worked, I did my job. I'm the prosecutor. So it's too bad. Throw it into the river. Tishlach b'mtzulis yom kol chatoisom. Take your whole bunch of things and throw it into the river. That's tashlach, which is symbolically makes tashlach. It symbolizes this, that we're so confident. We have the secret of shofar. And there's no mishpat. And all the accumulated cases is now thrown into the river. We got rid of it, Baruch Hashem. So we got a little bit of a hint. Now, is the sultan such a fool? Every year he's got Ms. Balvel. The Gemara says, Lomo talking, Umarin, Lomo talking, why do we blow Rosh Hashanah shofar? As in, why do we blow? Echmona matiku, because Baruch says blow shofar. Tiku b'choy de shofar, you should blow. Hashem told us to blow. So we blow. What is the question? Why do we blow? And says the Gemara, Lomo talking, Umarin, why do we blow? In a blow again, Kashi Yashvim, I'm talking Kashi Oimdim. We blow twice, we have two sets of blowings. Right after the laning, before the Musaf, that's called we still sit, we don't stand Musaf. So we blow shofar, we go through the whole Siddur of shofars, the 30 voices, while we sit. We don't sit really, but we could sit. Before the And then, in the Shemin Esrei, everyone to use Minag, the Sfardim, they blow also in the quiet Shemin Esrei, in the loud Shemin Esrei, in the Ashkenazim, in the loud Shemin Esrei. We blow the whole set again, the whole thing, male coilus. Takes the Gemara, Lomit, Shem says, the Seder, Shem says, blow. But Lomit, talking to Maria, why do you blow once, and then you blow the whole set, you re-blow it again. And said the Gemara, Leval Belas HaSotin, to confuse the Sotin. Sotin gets confused. Now, if you, we understand the drosha, doesn't the sultan understand? It's going on year after year. And the sultan is pretty rich experience. The same sultan which works on us, and complains on us, and prosecutes us, and goes through our Rosh Hashanah, which we're dealing with, is the same one who is here with us for the last 3,300 years. Since Mamat Harsina, we have a Rosh Hashanah. Didn't he learn his lesson? I mean, how foolish could he be? The Valbel is a sultan. And as I said before, usually we take this information, the statements, okay, we don't can't understand all the sort, the mystical part, the Kabbalah part, there's many, many, many levels. It's true. But it's very important to try to bring it down as much as possible to everyone's own level. This all this question should be answered logically to ourselves. Because this way I could be a part of the system. Be a part of the system. Hashem says to us, says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, here we're going to go try to answer the issue. We have two issues in front of us. The truth of the matter is every thinking person has to always be in consideration about two kabbalas, two undertakings, which we undertook as Jews. And we do that and we're confirming these two undertakings every boiker, every night and every day. Shema v'hoyim shmoya. This Kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. The first thing is Shema v'ahavto, is undertaking the yoke of heaven, coronating Hashem as a king. Kabbalas oil malchus shemayim, taking on the yoke of the king of heaven. as it's a boruch shame kvoid malchusoy le'olam vo'ed. Blessed is the name of the kvod of the honored malchus from the Kodesh Baruch Hu forever. That's one kabbalah we say shema. And after we finish the kabbalah of malchus shema, we say shema v'ahavto. We have kabbalah of Torah mitzvahs. Tishma mitzvahs. If you're going to listen to my mitzvahs. And you're going to love me as a mitzvah. You're going to pray to me with all your heart as a mitzvah. And if you're going to do this, what's going to be? I'm going to give you rain. You're going to have prosperity. You're going to have food. You're going to be well. You're going to be fine. If you're going to do the mitzvahs and fine, you're going to undertake and do the mitzvahs in all the detail, loving me, davening to me, and so, I will respond. I will give you what you deserve. It's going to be tzaddik for Toiv Noi because you're righteous, because you're daven, because you're mitzvahs. You're going to take the benefits, the fruits of it. V'safta de ganecho. If not, the Shomer can be very careful if you're going to forget about it. And v'baratim, you're going to be destroyed. I'm going to starve you, and I'm going to throw you out, and I'm going to throw this and this and this and that. You're going to be Rosh HaVeranoi. That's the second kabbalah, the second undertaking. So we have two undertakings. Now, what is Kabbalah Samachot? The second one, we're not going to talk about, because that's what all the yeshivas in the schools and Jews talk about. All our Musar, had we done mitzvahs, didn't we speak Lashon Hara, had we filled the mitzvahs, had we done it good. We train our children, and ourselves we were trained, we got chinuch from the early start, to kiss the mitzvah, and to not to say Lashon Hara, and to keep Shabbos, and to be tzinua. Kabbalah Sotere mitzvahs is something which has been, if you may say, indoctrinated and imposed on us from our early youth, those who grew up like that. And also everybody too, with the beginner says, keep Shabbos, keep Shulchan Aruch, keep learning, the Torah mitzvah is very nice. And of course, we should be nervous about our Yom HaDin, because when we say that, if you're going to do everything, everything is going to be fine. And if not, things will not be fine. So when is it decided? On Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's a din. They take your financial statement, and he stands a certain with all your activities. Look what he had done, the way he kept mitzvahs, the way he did averus, what he had done, what he had not done. And now we work, waiting for the verdict, which we recite every morning, every night. If you be good, things are going to be good for you. Things are better, better. And we know that we are not perfect. And we know there's a lot of things against us. So there's a good reason to do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. I know what I did. And therefore, in Yeshiva, well, in Musa, in the Bank of Eshav, Tshuva Rebbeinu Yoin, and so on, and so on, and so on. But there's the other side to Rosh Hashanah, which the emphasis is not on us, what will be with me. There should be consideration, what will be with Hashem. Hashem wants to be king. And only one who could make him king is I and we. Only the Jews could make him king. Goyim can't make him king. And Hashem says, Imru lefonai malchias, Hashem begs of us, says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, make me coronate as a king. Kedei shetamluchuni alechem. I want to be king over you. I can't make myself king. I am king, but I can't appoint myself a king. What is the difference between a king and a ruler? There's really no difference. A ruler who is an absolute ruler, absolute possessor, absolute dictator. People have to listen to him, if not he's punishing, and he has absolute control over everything. He's a ruler. What is a king? Technically, the same thing. So why one called king and one is called ruler? That answer is from our end. A ruler is the one who I'm stuck with him. He's ruling over me. And you better listen to him, if not you're going to be punished. And whatever you could get out of it, I get out of it. You're looking for the loopholes, you're looking for the coolest, where you find the rabbi who is more lenient to be yoitzer. Because really, I'm not happy with what I'm doing, I'm just stuck with it. That's ruler. A kingship is, you accept it. You're not my ruler, you're my king. It's a privilege for me to serve you. I'm not looking for loopholes, I'm not looking for coolest. I'm excited. When you tell me, when you do something, and I know you want it, I'm going to do it. That is called kingship. Malchusoy, v'rotzon kiblalem. Malchus has to be accepted with rotzon, with desire. We are appointing you. Zog de goyim, the Vilna goyim. Ki l'Hashem amlucho. Hashem owns kingship. Uti Moishel Bagoyim. But for the Goyim, Hashem is only a ruler. A Goy cannot appoint Hashem as a king. Because for you to appoint Hashem as a king, you have to become a Jew. That is called becoming a Jew. Means to say that you accept whatever Hashem is doing to you, because you know you have a relationship with Hashem, that Hashem loves you, you love Him, and you accept anything. You love Hashem b'chol avavcho. Im shnei yitzrecho. You love Hashem even your sinner, even the neveres. Yitzer tov and yitzer hara. But this doesn't mean I don't love Hashem. A mischief child, a bad child, whatever reason it is, but he still loves his parents. The worst child would still cry when the parents are hurting. So why bad? Okay, I have a problem with me, but that doesn't disconnect me from me to you as a child. I love you, Hashem, regardless how much I practice mitzvahs, bad or good. How much I do averus, I couldn't overcome my yitzer hara, my temptations. I'm sick, I'm addicted, I'm stuck in it, I'm not happy with it. But does not mean I don't love you. I have to Hashem alokech because you're my king. A king means I accepted you. Chol nafshecho, I love you with all my life. But mama, even you take my life away. You took a child away. People are carrying diseases, all kind of things. I still love you because I know whatever you do to me is for my benefit. Question is, and I love you for that. Chol nafshecho, even you take my life away. Chol moedecho, with all your monetary possessions, you're bankrupt, you haven't got food. Dovaracha v'chol medecho, and I think that's the highlight of accepting Hashem lovingly. Chol mido imido shemoided loch, have a moideloi mo'oid mo'oid. Whatever Hashem is measuring up on you, Yesurim. No person suffers unless it's measured up there. No father or doctor would treat his son and give him unneeded pain, unneeded surgery. If anything is being done to your child that you love, it's measured for the benefit of the child. Chol mido mido shemoidelo, Kodesh Baruch is measuring up every person to Yisurim, what this person needs for his cure, for his completion, for his connection. And if you believe it, you say, Hashem, thank you, thank you, thank you that you're treating me. You never complain about your hardships. You never complain about your Yisurim. You say, Hashem, thank you. That is called Kabbalah Sovach HaShemayim. Let's go back before. How can you really do that? So every time before we say Shema, at night and morning, we make the Berch Shema, we say the blessing before the Shema. We make a Baruch HaHava Soil Maftoni, HaHava Rab Avto Hashem, you love that. Chem Nisei Rechom Altalei. You choose that, you picked us, because of all the Baruch HaSech, because of all Mitzvah Yankov. You took us out of Mitzrayim, and you love that, and you embrace that. And so on, and He gave us the Torah, He gave us the mitzvahs, and you separated us. You separated me from the rest of the people, that you are my child. It's very important to say that before you're going to say Shema, in order not to be a hypocrite, you're going to say a sincere thank you to Hashem that you're in treatment, that I'm accepting Hashem unconditionally, with that you're making Him king. Because if you don't accept Hashem unconditionally, you just stuck with Hashem, you have no choice, you make Hashem a ruler. All goyim make Him a ruler. There's many good goyim out there. Noach was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, Noach. But Hashem was a ruler to him. He didn't accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu voluntarily with everything that he's done. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu, which is the first convert, is the first Jew. Avraham Avinu was the first one who called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Odoim. You're my master. Odoim means you're accepting a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a master. And I'm trying to be mystical, but it's very important for us to know very basic things. Everyone. When you see Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Hashem is written Yud Kei Vov Kei, which we're not allowed to pronounce it. We can't pronounce it yet. It's Hashem, Mashiach will come and going to pronounce it. What is Yud Kei Vov Kei? The simple meaning, Havaya. You are the only existing. Einot Milvada. If anything is happening, it's all you. Good or bad. Nothing happens without you. That's called Havaya. Baruch Ato, you don't pronounce it, but you read them. You have to be mechaven according to Beis Yosef. You have to be mechaven every bracha. According to Vilagon, you don't have to be mechaven only by Krishna, which this is Yichud Hashem, making Hashem king. How do you make Hashem king? Baruch Ato Hashem. Blessed are you the way you're written, Havai, that you are the only existence. Means to say, whatever happens to me is measured up by you. And how do I pronounce it? Adoy Noi. You're my master. Thank you. Accepting. I'm not complaining. I'm taking the existence with Hashem. He's treating me, and I say, thank you, Hashem. You're my master. Fully accept it. I know it's for my benefit. As you would say, a very sick person who everyone gave up on them. Every doctor gave up on. There's nothing we could do for you. And there's a world-renowned doctor. And you're being told, if this doctor accepts you as a patient, you could be assured you're going to come out well. You're going to come out healthy. And he does everything to make sure the doctor should accept him. And finally, the doctor accepted him. And the doctor said, you're going to go into treatment. You're going to get chemotherapy. It's going to be very painful. I said, doctor, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. I know what you're doing. You're not getting one extra ounce of pain, which is not needed for my cure. Now, if I'm uncurable, you don't give treatments. You give him morphine. They have a wonderful time. He has a short time to live. Rosh HaVeretayvlo. He's a Rosh. There's nobody who to cure. So give him, if he's a good person, give him morphine. Give him vacation. Give him good things. Give him money. Give him anything. But it's over. What if you're tzaddik? You deserve to be saved. You deserve that Hashem wants to save you. But you're in trouble. You have to be cured. There's a lot of things. Tzaddik for alloy. Tzaddik things are bad for them. And you say, thank you to Hashem. And you conclude the bracha before you say Shema. Baruch Ata Hashem, bless Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael. You love your nation Yisrael. You love us. Boicher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'av. You chose us with love. The minute if you don't fully self-convincing yourself, Hashem loves you, you can't be Mamalech HaKodesh Baruch, I love you too. It's all words. We bitter. Say Hashem, thank you. You love me, I love you too. You love me unconditionally. I don't deserve to be loved. When did you choose me? When I was in Mitzrayim. When I was in Mitzrayim, I was in the lowest. I was in Mentor Charatuma. I didn't deserve to be loved. You only took me out because you promised Avraham Avinu. Babar Avraseinu, Shabbat Chubacho. Because Avraham Mitzvah B'Yankov. You promised Avraham Avinu, I'm going to choose your children. You didn't get me out because I was so good to you. You got me out because you promised Avraham, but I didn't deserve that, but you still took me out. I was a mentor Sharatuma. To the point that 80% of everyone wanted to leave, and they never left. And the 20%, they did a favor, Kodesh Baruch, we leave you. We go after you. But we were very low. You see what we did? Every miracle we did, the Egel, we did all kinds of foolish sins over there. But you still loved us, you still treated us, and here we are till today. Kibbutz Bechata. We chose that. Because of our ancestors. So now comes the time. Hashem says to me, do you accept me? Not because you were born a Jew. Not because you're stuck in Judaism. Would you be Avraham Avinu today? Would you leave Mitzrayim today? Because it wasn't a simple thing to leave Mitzrayim. You see, 80% never made it. 80% were not willing to leave the confidence that Koykivoitz Liod, which Mitzrayim gave them. We're living in the deepest Mitzrayim in today's modern society. Capitalism, America, democracy, freedom, equal. Everything is accessible, everything becomes available. Mashiach says, would you want to become my child? You know what you're going to go through? No more. You give everything up. Going into the midwest, going into the desert. There's no food, nothing. You're on the air. 80% couldn't do it. How many of us could do this? Leave everything go. I had an occasion many times was close to Rav Shach, Yochanan Brocha. In two occasions, he told me these words. Tell to the people in America, in Chutzlores, tell to the people in Chutzlores that the biggest embarrassment will be when Mashiach will come, anyone sits on money. It's going to be totally worthless. The minute Mashiach is coming, everything which you accumulate in your cities, your possessions, your business, your money, is going to be devalued, it's going to be totally worthless. Just before Mashiach, you could accomplish money, so many, you could build Torah, help Jews, and could do so many things. But the minute Mashiach will come, it's all worthless. Tell it. So when Hashem says to me, accept me, say, first you have to validate Hashem loves you. Then you have to say, Shema Yisrael, understand you. You're talking to yourself. You're closing your eyes. And you're locking yourself up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're now alone with Hashem. Hashem, which is called Havaya, you Hashem, which you do everything, which everything is with his own Elokeinu. You do it for us. Hashem Elokei Yisroel Melech. Bishvili Nivra Oilam, a person has to believe that you created everything for me because you love me. Now why you love me? Because you promised I'm your Avraham Avitz, Avraham Yitzchak, Yaakov's children. You love me. And therefore, I love you too, that I have the privilege to be your son. Hashem Elokein, Hashem, which is my God, does everything for you. Hashem, the second Hashem is the Adoy Noi, you my master, I'm accepting you. Echad, you are one. What does it mean you are one? You are one and not two. Who is the second? There's no you and me. I and you are one. Fully acceptancy. Ani ledoidi. The whole me belongs to you. Ledoidili, do with me anything what you want. I don't know my future. I don't care about my future. Whatever the future will be, is you. And if it's you, it's fine. I'm accepting. This is literally the halachic requirement of Kabbalah Sol Machashmayim. Anything less of this was not Mekabbalah Machashmayim. Means you're stuck in Judaism, but you're not a Jew because you validated your Jewishness. I was a child, I'm a Holocaust survivor. We were hiding out in the Holocaust as Goyim. And I was mature, I knew that I'm Jewish because I was a Shabbos Goy, I was a Shliach, I played the two roles. So I got a very strong appreciation of being Jewish, because I saw what the Nazis are, I saw what the Gestapos are, what the Goyim are, the cruelty, what's going on there. And I used to have childish thoughts after that, when I was already 10 years old, so 11 years, 12 years old, it says, why did God deprive me of the opportunity to become a convert? I wish I would be a Goy, I would become a Jew. I would become Avraham Avinu, Avraham Havoy. Because the chinuch which I got, and the thing is that we do a favor God that we are Jewish, we do a favor God that we're keeping Shabbos, we do a favor God that we stick in Judaism, because every week I lost a friend. We lost so many Jews right after the Holocaust of bitterness. There was God in the Holocaust, not appreciating their Jews. I did appreciate because my parents, Baruch Hashem, they invested in me to be a proud Jew, and also with the Goyis. I used to have this childish complaint that I've been deprived. If I would be a Goy, I would have privilege to become a Jew. I was so in love with Hashem, so in love being a Jew. I'm ready to suffer anything. But at that time, I didn't know my lectures are telling you now. He says, you don't have to become a Goy. You don't have to be a Goy to become a Jew. You could be a pretty good Jew and become a Jew again and become a Jew again. Because every morning and every night when you are accepting Hashem with love, with no complaints, that's the halacha, you're becoming a deeper Jew. You're upgrading your Jewishness. We know every Goy could become a Jew. Every Goy could become a Jew, and the worst of a Goy could become a Jew. Just because I was born Jewish, I cannot become a Jew? Can I upgrade my Jewishness? The answer is absolutely yes. Every Rosh Hashanah, you're reincarnating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm appreciative that I would pay any price to become Jewish. If it means I have to die, I will die. Because that's becoming Jewish, that's what Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu pointed Hashem as Oda, you my master. You know what it costed him? The first thing costed him his life. He was tested, was thrown into the fire furnace. He didn't know that it's going to come out alive. And then Lech Lechem Me'artzcha, bend in your family, bend in your society, bend your land, everything. He was tested, 10 tests. Are you willing to give up anything and everything? And Avraham Avinu stood by. He was the first ger. And therefore, every convert, you call him Avram. And Sarah, Avram ben Avram. Now, when Hashem says to me, validate your Jewishness, in the simplest words, just accept me unconditionally, no matter what I bring on you. So that's the halacha, by the way, which many people don't know. They take easily conversion. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Ger Shavuah Lizgai, a convert who comes to convert, and I want to test him, is he a real candidate to become Jewish? We tell him, why do you want to become Jewish? Don't you know Jews are suffering? Jews are being prosecuted and killed and massacred and robbed and expelled and hated, exactly what we went through all the thousands of years. Why? And if he answers, with all this cost, I wish I would be worth it to suffer it. Immediately accept it. That is an authentic comfort. It would be a privilege for me to die, to pay a price for my Jewishness, to take on suffering. You accept him, he is valid. After when he really accepted this, then we teach him mitzvahs, kalos, v'chamuras. There's two issues here. First, become a Jew, and then practice Judaism. If you can't practice Judaism properly, you're handicapped, because he does not deny you becoming a Jew. Let's bring it down in a practical example. Our relation with Hashem is a marriage relationship. Hashem is our chosen, we are his kala. The kadosh am Yisrael chupa v'kiddushin. Hashem sanctified us through a chupa. Hashem calls us, achosi, rayosi, my sister, my lover, my wife. We are the kala, Hashem is the chosen. And therefore, a kala cannot be forced, you have to be married to me. A kala is a choice. Therefore, there are 6 billion people out there in the world. They're obligated to be tzaddikim. They have to be noachs. They have to keep 7 mitzvahs. You can do whatever you want, but you're not obligated to become Jewish. There's no way an obligation for anyone to become Jewish. Noach was a very big tzaddik, didn't become Avram. Shem ben Noach was a big tzaddik. The Zaydi of Noach, Hanoch became Malach Metat, became an angel, but he didn't become Avram. And there's no, they don't penalize him for that. You don't have to. Hashem created man, and then he gave man a choice. Who wants to be married with me, become Jewish? He has to volunteer. I can't force it. I can't force a marriage on them. And Avraham Avinu was the first one who chose it. Unfortunately, today in our society, living in this liberal world, many Jews are very unpleasant. They are not comfortable with your chosen people. We the chosen people. What, God is a racist? The Jewish snobs, the chauvinists, chosen people. They watered down the word chosen. No, we're all equal. God loves everyone equally. Because they can't say, anyway, God is not the race. We are the chosen. You're such a snob. Therefore, they hate us all the thousands of years because you're such a snob. We are Amanifcha. We're the chosen people. But they don't read us a simple. No, Hashem didn't choose us at random. Hashem only chose us after we chose him. And we are not racist, because anyone could choose God. Anyone could become a ger, and we're not allowed to push out anyone if he's willing to die for that cause. And if he becomes a ger, he's a new person. Ger shen is guide to kotel shen oledom. A convert to convert is like a new person who's born again. That is the quality of a ger. Let me dramatize it to you in a moshul, which I hope it will. It was something like that happened 2,500 years ago, Bakurim from Bais Rishon. But I'm bringing it down to modern age, the same thing what happened. Can you imagine? Hitler, right after the war, disappeared. And all of a sudden comes forward to 3 rabbis, the real authentic Besen, and he says, I'm Hitler, and I reveal myself to you. I had sleepless night. My conscience is killing me. I know what I had done, and I just can't stand bear to be with me, and I want to be punished, and I want you to do on me everything you do. Maybe just I could tranquilize my guilt which I had done. And I came to you because you are authentic religious Jews, and I want you to deal with me the way God wants to deal with me. Give me all the punishments. Kill me, cut me to pieces, give me to the dogs. Whatever you could fit, punishment, I deserve anything and everything. Would you imagine such a thing? And then he says, I know I've killed 6 million Jews, and I can't undo it. They're gone. I want to give them back at least one Jew. Which, that's all what I could do. Before you kill me, convert me. I want to give him back one Jew. I took away 6 million Jews. I give him back one Jew. That is in my capacity. So I beg of you, please first convert me, and then kill me. And do anything what you feel fit, what I deserve. And that's going to be my atonement. So I know I did the maximum. I gave myself back to God. I gave at least one Jew back to him. And plus, I take all the punishment. I'm willing to take anything what you're going to do for me. It's going to be a privilege for me to suffer like a dog just to atone my sins. And we test him, and he's very sincere. Thank God he never did it. If yes, we would have a problem with him. We tested him, and we see he's sincere. Are we allowed to push him away? You're not allowed. If a person wants to become tachas kamsa shchina, you have to accept him. Because this is free choice. This is free choice. And they accepted him, argument's sake. And they converted him. They did everything proper conversion. The ones, are you after that allowed to punish him? No. He's a newborn person. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. Now what happened? It's the same person, the same deeds. Hashem accepted him. Hashem loves him. That is a get. Now going back to our point. We stand here before the Shoshana, and there's two issues. What kind of a Jew was I? Did I practice mitzvahs? Or did I enough coronate Hashem and accepting Hashem unconditional, appreciating Hashem unconditional? Did I did it? If I'm selfish, I don't care about Hashem's kingship, I'm going to put in Yom Kippur and says mitzvah before Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to stand trial of my business. Look, or prosecute. But if I'm selfless, I'm not worse than Hitler. I never hold a bunch of things against me. And I don't deserve all the punishments. But who cares about punishments? First, let me become a Jew. Let me coronate Hashem. And I'm willing to take whatever Hashem is going to do. I'm nervous. I'm standing trial in front of Hashem. I'm nervous standing trial in front of Hashem. Why I'm nervous of? Whatever Hashem is going to do for me, I'm accepting. With that, I'm coronating Hashem. With all your heart, with all your bad doings, with all your life, nobody takes your life away. No matter what is going to measure up. I'm thanking you because that's my price to become a Jew. To coronate is not with words, you have to prove it. How do you prove? You say, thank you Hashem for this. Thank you Hashem for all the sufferings. With that, you're making Hashem king. Now you may think this is exaggeration. You may think this is strongly exaggerated, what I just said to you. It's a Rashi. In Parsha Shoftim, which is usually the first Shabbos before Elul, sometimes before the Chodesh Elul, sometimes the first Shabbos in Elul, which is a posik. Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecho, be a whole with Hashem. But Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah to circumcise himself. De lachnisa bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu. That's the conclusion of the covenant. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, his halach lefonai, go front of me, vayeh somim, and be a whole with me. How do you become a whole with Hashem when you go front of me? When you are afraid, you go after him. Ach Hashem Elokim. If you need Hashem to support you, please Hashem support me. Say, Hashem, I follow you. I follow you. I follow you. Just protect me. Hashem says, yes. The Torah mitzvahs, you follow me. But to make me king, I have to follow you. You go forward. You're not afraid of anything. What may happen? Somebody's going to kill you? You got to get killed for Hashem. You accept Hashem. So Hashem says, Avraham Avinu is halach lefonai. Go front of me. And there you're going to be tomim. But Hashem says it to every one of us, in Parsha Shoftim, in the beginning of Elul, when you want to practice a nila doidin, I belong to Hashem. How do you belong to Hashem? Hashem, I'm accepting you, no matter what you do to me. I'm not considering what's going to happen with me. That's not my consideration now. My consideration is I want to give you a Jew, myself. I want to convert. What? Whatever you do for me, it's a fine. Where does it say? Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecho. You be whole with Hashem. Become one with Hashem. Zok Rashi. And to prove to you, I'm not giving you madregas, not exaggerations. How do you become one with Hashem? Zok Rashi. His halech imoy betmimes. Walk with Hashem wholeheartedly. V'tetzapeloi, look only out for him. How do you prove it? V'loi sach korachar asidos. Don't be curious to know what's going to be. Don't want to know what's going to be. Don't worry about what's going to be. Why not? No matter what is going to bring on you, take between. Just accept. Because who is giving it? Hashem. What Hashem is giving, I'm accepting. For us, when you came to such a trust with Hashem, Hashem, I'm accepting you no matter what, you're going to be with him in a part of him. You became one with Hashem. There's no more two. Tila, there was Hashem and you, and Nila Doidi, you merged up with Hashem, you wouldn't accept anything. That is called Hamlochus Hashem, coronating Hashem. And this is a Rashi, which Rashi speaks to every simple Jew. And this is a simple posik. And this is actually the emphasis of Elul. I could have a different Elul. I could worry only about me. I don't worry about Hashem. What punishment will I get? That's my least consideration now. My consideration now, first I need a day to be mamlech, make me king. Accept me. Now how do I validate this? Hashem, I have a whole list of what I went through last year. We went through a lot of hardships. Klal Yisrael, individually, the world. We've suffered so much. What do you do with this list? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Hashem. I have no questions, no kashas. I love you. B'chol, b'chol, b'chol. B'chol, 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 b'chol. Are you sincere? Do you really thank me for all your heart? So Hashem, don't you see I thank you that I don't care? I'm standing in front of my trial, and I'm not asking anything about my trial. I'm not preparing for my trial. I'm not making you keep it before Rosh Hashanah. I know everything for the upcoming year, all the suffering is going to be decided this day. And I don't do anything about it. I say thank you in advance. I'm blowing shofar. Shofar is Amlochus Hashem. Kabbalah is Surim Bahava. Shofar is the ram which was slaughtered instead of Yitzchak. Hashem never told them to do that. Hashem said, slaughter Yitzchak. But Hashem said, don't shecht, don't slaughter him. Go home, make a party. No. Avraham Avinu didn't want to depart. Avraham Avinu says, Hashem, you took back my gift. I felt privileged I could give my only son up for you. You know what pain that is? Why you rejected it? Did I do anything wrong? And he was not willing to depart from this gift which he wanted to give to Hashem. So he played it out on the ram. He took the ram. Hashem never told him to do it. And he slaughtered the ram. He adopted the ram as his child. And he was crying and sobbing. Actually went through the emotions of killing, slaughtering his child and burning up his child. It's a privilege for me to be burned up for you, Hashem. It's a privilege for me to give everything up to you. So when I go on Rosh Hashanah and I take the shofar, now the shofar has two messages. Yes, the shofar has a message. There's a mishpat, there's a din. We tremble. Shofar means he's the trumpet, the king is coming and everything is going to be decreed on you. So the shofar has one message. Tremble. Be worried about your din. But shofar has a deeper meaning. Shofar means acceptancy, accepting pain. Thank you, Shofar, for all my past pain. Thank Hashem in advance for the future, whatever you're going to impose on me, Rosh Hashanah, because you're curing me. By the way, why did I say thank you for everything you've done me last year? Because you know, everything which you've done was for my benefit. Why? Because I am one with you. So what? Then you live. And that's the name of the game. What is a Jew? A Jew who believes in Tchiyas HaMeisim, who believes in resurrection, who believes that this physical body will be resurrected to life, and you're going to meet Avraham Avinu, Sori Amenu, Am Yisrael Chai. Therefore, the whole team of your Rosh Hashanah is in the service with you is Zochrinu L'Chaim. Remember me, I'm a live person. What life? The life which people want down here, a good trial, a good judgment, a good thing. No, Melech Chofetz V'Chaim, a life which you want. Join me. Atam Advekim Shem Elokechem, come, become one with me. Then you're going to live with me. Write me in your book of life, L'mancha, for your sake. I'm giving you a child. I'm joining you. I become one with you. How do I prove it? I'm not worried for my life. I'm not worried for my child, which is coming up tomorrow. I'm not even preparing for that. For me, the shofar has a deeper meaning than trial. Yes, the sultan gets all confused. The sultan is very happy. You people, you blow shofar a whole month of Elul. You're afraid. You're trembling. Well, I'm stronger than you. I have a lot against you. And he comes all prepared. So when the first blowing of shofar is, right after Shacharis, he's all there. He feels that this shofar, now we're going to go into trial, and there's a lot against us. But then we blow again. Why are you blowing again? Here he gets confused. Oh, they have a different, they have a secret code with God. They have a total, Hashem, I'm not blowing shofar because of my mishpat. I'm blowing shofar because I'm coronating you and accepting your pain. I'm not coming with a list of complaints of last year by complaints. I say, thank you, Hashem. I know you love me because I'm intrigued. Because the minute you believe in Chiyas HaMeis, the resurrection, so what is now? Now you are in the intensive care. You're in a pregnancy. And Hashem gives you only things which, in order to save you, it feels amazing. The Olam HaTikun, the completed world, I could sincerely tell you thank you. And if I really, how do you prove it? Here I'm standing tomorrow trial, and I'm not paying any attention to the trial. Not a shouldn't, I should, but take it, but that's secondary. Now the first thing is, make Hashem king, accepting king. So I'm not preparing for the trial. I'm blowing shofar to make you, to identify myself with the realm of Yitzchak, which is accepting pain, and I'm making you king. Says Hashem, only Hashem gets the insight, what is our intention. Yoyd is real, this is a voice. You know, a mother hears the voice of a child, knows what the child is telling. The neighbor doesn't know what the child is talking. Hashem knows what the cold shofar is in us. Is it fear or is it love? Fear, you're afraid of yourself. I'm not afraid of myself. But what could happen? Whatever Hashem does, it's okay. It's for my treatment. It's love. Through us, Melech boy. So that is something that does. Hashem gets up in the Misadin, says, I can trial you. You became one with me. If I put you on trial, I'm putting myself on trial. I'm not going to try my only child. You joined me. There is no trial. And Hashem says to the Sotan, the head of the mitzvah, he's all confused. Just second, just in parentheses, why is he throwing it away so easily? So store it for next year. Because really, shofar is showing love. And we do tshuva out of love. And that you can't trace, because if you do tshuva out of love, all your sin becomes mitzvahs. So he comes with a load, a ton of averus, to prosecute you, and you're instantly converting ton of averus into ton of mitzvahs. Because that's love. He says, no, I better throw it away. I'm not going to give you this as mitzvahs. We throw it away. After we mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and we're not afraid of anything, and we're really happy with it, and therefore we eat, we're confident. So now we say, wait, now we got married with Hashem, we won with Hashem, how can I pay back Hashem? With mitzvahs in the... So now we start worrying about the second part, Kabbalah Sotayra mitzvahs, and there's a lot which we have to cure from the past year. Although Hashem forgave me, but I am stuck with it, I still made these damages in this world, and now we start hammering away tshuva the whole 10 days in Yom Kippur, al-chet, not out of fear, out of love. We polluted the waters. We said, Tashlach, fine, Hashem took away the veilus for me. Well, the world is filled with all the damages which we had polluted the world. You know, when there was the marble, the Noah, the Shochet Se'oret, we destroyed the world. There's a polluted world out there. Every sin defects the world. So even Hashem takes away the responsibility for me, I love you, I'm not going to punish you for that. But the defect is there. So we put in a whole series of achievements, and keep it totally selfless, not for me. I'm going to conclude with a very practical advice. How can you undertake, Hashem, whatever you're going to do for me, I'm accepting with love, with appreciation, no matter how painful it is. First, for the past, you could say thank you, if you say thank you, because it's the past. But we're talking about the future. Lo yisachkar atomim kim shem zoktrash yishalach levetmiz v'titzapol av lo yisachkar achasiz. Don't want to know the future. You don't care. It'll call no matter what it's going to bring. You're accepting. Appreciatively. How can you? Aren't you afraid? Let me tell you a little personal anecdote which is very good for to explain it. And at the same time, I'm thanking Hashem for this privilege which He gave us. About 3 years ago, more or less, a grandchild of mine, about 10 years old, 9.5 years old, was diagnosed with cancer. Really bad, aggressive cancer. I could imagine. It was a devastation for the family. After all the MRIs and all the things was done, conciliation between the doctors, so the doctors called in the family, my daughter, my son-in-law, and myself, sat in, and laying out the whole situation. And Moshe was also sitting in. He refused to stay outside. We thought, okay, wouldn't understand anyway. We said that. And the doctor says, listen, the situation is very bad. If you're not doing anything, it's not going to make a few weeks more, it's gone. But there's a way how to cure it. And he laid out a whole year, 1 year treatment. The first month we're going to give him this and this treatment and this chemo. And then the second month we're going to upgrade it and give him more. And the third month's going to lose his hair. And about 5-6 months later, the tumor is going to be reduced. And then we're going to go to very, very intensive, complicated operation for many, many, many hours. You're going to have to take the whole thing out, hopefully, and so on and so on. And then we're going to give radiation. A plan, like a whole strategic, like you're going to war, lined out in advance, telling this one, this and this, this, he's going to be the most critical point. He's going to lose all his immune system, his white cell blood, and so on and so on. But they have to grab the time, protect them, all kind of things. He gave us a whole line in front of us. And then he concludes, he was a religious doctor, he says, listen, this is all what we could do with our Bederech HaTeva, naturally. All that you could pray to God now, that he shouldn't intervene, we should go through the plan. No complications should come in. You should be able to take the therapy, no complications. And if God helpful will help us, that we're going to go through the whole year without disappointment, he's going to be fine. Baruch Hashem, he is fine. He went through the whole year with slight little postponements. Was very. We prayed Hashem, please, everything should go according to plan. This is in our hands. It's a mitzvah to do. And Moshe Orbison is sitting there and also is weeping, weeping, weeping. He got the message, what he's going into. He understood it. We thought this was a mistake having him there. But this wasn't a mistake. Hashem knows everything what he's doing. Now, when the critical point came, 3 months later, we lost his head. We were not shocked. We knew exactly what's going to happen. We wanted to happen. We didn't want that the doctor should stop giving the chemotherapy in order to save the hair. Because we wanted, you should get, you should be able to take it, you know, that's the consequences. In other words, as things progress, and we expected it, and then no matter how painful it was, but we were happy, Kabbalah is a and Bahab is coding according plan. And even Moshe, when he came out of the 8 hours operation, he looked like I can't tell you what he looked, and everything, he wasn't grudging, wasn't complaining, he says, thank you, it's went according plan. Now, we were very lucky that we were given the plan in advance, and we signed, and we prayed the plan should go through. And while it went through, with all the pains and everything, we were very happy. Thank you for the treatment. That's exactly what we're going through. We're all in treatment. And Baruch Hashem in treatment. At that place he don't treat, he gave morphium, Rosh Averaloi, Rosh Averaloi. Because we are tzaddiks, Rano, we go through treatments, personally, collectively, clanlessly, individually. But there's a plan. There's a design. And if I believe in the plan and the design, I could accept everything happily. Say, thank you, Hashem. That is Hamlochas Hashem. In other words, you have to believe that you are a child of Hashem. Hashem loves you. And because he loves you, therefore he doesn't give up on you. And therefore he's going to treat you. And if you go through all the hardships in history that you're going through, and you have to believe in Chiyus HaMeisim. And if you could say, Hashem, I'm a whole with you, I have no complaints. And I know it's coming up a trial in Rosh Hashanah. What are you going to do? Are you going to kill me? If I'm going to die, I'm accepting that too. Nobody dies. Chiyus HaMeisim. Kosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim le'ma'am cho'elokim. Many tzaddikim damtan should describe your book of life in the diet, says the Ramban. We don't talk about dying here, living here. Life here is not life. Dying here is not dying here. Life means that you take life with you. And if you don't take life with you, you're dead while you're out of life. Shem Mechayim, Kru Meisim, Rosh Hashanah Liv is also dead. This man who doesn't get any treatment and he gets more from it, he thinks he's happy, but he's a dead person. And this person lives in intensive care, he's a live person. He gets treatment to stay alive. So we get this deep insight. And we believe Hashem loves me and I love him. And we focus whole month of Elul, Anil Doidi. I belong to you. I want to be one with you and I'm accepting you. How do you prove it? First, I thank you for the last year. I don't complain. And you could see I'm looking forward to whatever you're going to put on me, Rosh Hashanah, this upcoming year. I have no complaint. I'm accepting. It's according plan. According plan. And that, you're covenanting Hashem, you are already exempt. There's no prosecution for you. So why didn't you after that? Not for me. I'm doing that for you, say Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you still have to do tshuva before. After all, you just can't take all the Sifre Musar of Elul and put it on the side. I gave you the deep insight of Elul, but you still have the preparation part of Elul, of Musar too, and Tshuva, do Tshuva and Elul too. But that's not the real Tshuva. And with that I'm completing, I'm going to conclude. Rosh Hashanah, we make the Yichud with Hashem. We date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chof and Kala, when they're dating each other, how do they date? They dress up nicely, they're very polite, and they show themselves, they show the best part of themselves. Come on, is it really true what you are? Who are you bluffing? We know this, it's all a show. The Chosin of the Kala puts up a show, but you still put up a show. You don't come with jeans like a fry, like you do whatever you want. You come like a mensch. But it's a show. It's still justified. Because when you put up a show, actually you indicate who do I want to be and what I'm committed to become. To become, it's going to work out later, but this is what I want to be. You come up nice and dress like a Talmud Chacham. You're not just a Talmud Chacham, you're going to become a Talmud Chacham. And I'm such a chesed, such a nice, I'm not here there, but this is my goals. After you got married, then you start working way by day. Whatever you demonstrated before you got engaged, now become it. Month of Elul, we also do tshuva. We do tshuva, we learn Musa and everything. Hashem, this is not the real tshuva. This is what I would love to become. And I will become it, but first let's get married. So Shoshana, we're getting married. I'm appointing you as a king, accepting you unconditionally, loving you unconditionally. And that's why it's my party with you. Therefore, we're partying Rosh Hashanah. We eat Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, when Hashem is very happy, if you had such a confidence in me, you proved yourself that you're standing trial, you're not worrying about your trial, because I accept you unconditionally. Hashem is happy. Kechetas Hashem, this is what you make Hashem happy, that you gave yourself back. Himuscham, this is your strength, this is your confidence. So, Elul, we have to do tshuva to show who really we want to become, but you're not there yet. First, marry Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, now start taking the detailed stuff and do tshuva and correct yourself, convert yourself. That you keep it al chet, but that wasn't a conditional tshuva because I'm afraid of me. I'm exempt, I'm accepting no matter what, but I want to deliver a nice kala to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if after Yom Kippur, actually cleanse yourself up with everything, so Hashem invites us in his private chamber. That Sukkah, Hashem says, come into the Sukkah and invite you, we're going to realize that's the real Yuchud B'Simchas Man Simchas Seinu. And if you understand this, and this is the absolute truth, it's absolute simple, unfortunately many people don't understand the real mechanism of Rosh Hashanah, of Elul, what is our secret guarantee that we're going to be successful, but once you understand it, you could be zeichet to have exceeded Sima Teiva.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com